You've got lovely little legs, haven't you?
Fuck off!
No, not skinny, like nice legs. I bet they look nice in a pair of heels. Yeah, all that thrusting. Right, ready?
Get ready for your glow up, girls.
I'm ready for this. What have you bought?
So, I love Johnny, the main guy, because, you know, like, he has a love of Disney as well, and I love Disney.
You've just given me the biggest ick ever.
Men in dressing gowns.
Really?
What a fucking ick.
Do you know what?
Nah.
I get it.
No man should ever, ever.
Even in a spa?
Nah.
What, should they go around just like?
T-shirt, shorts, you know.
Really? Yeah. Do you know? You've got a point. Would you watch a Disney film? Would you sit in your apartment watching a Disney film?
Rarely, but sometimes. What the fuck? You absolute ogre.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Nip Tuck Pod. A little bit different today, everybody. So, you may have seen on Ashley's socials. She has posted on there, but she is not going to be with us this week. So
she's not dead.
She's not
David's dead.
Sorry. Right. Let me restart that. Anyway, she and Ian.
She's not with
but
us
she's
anymore.
Not. What? Sadly, Ashley is no longer with us. No. Right. So Ashley isn't here today. I'll let her tell the story when she comes in. But basically, she did end up in hospital. They were monitoring the baby. I will let her tell the story, but she's fine and the baby is fine. However, she's taken like a week off. Fair enough, just to rest, recoup, get back to normal, and just have a little bit of time. So, it's just me and my friend Lucas.
Lucas!
I have to say thank you. Because Lucas, honestly, he does everything behind the scenes. He does so much with Nip Tuck that you won't even know or see. And then last minute, he's now in front of the camera, which he's never done before.
Nope, this is actually a first for me.
He's never moaned. He's not whinged about it. He's just was like, right, well, that's me getting in the seat then. And he's not been a fanny about it. You're just doing it, aren't you?
Yes.
So what we're going to try and do, we're going to try and keep the episode pretty similar to how we normally do it. It's just my lisp will be in your ears. So I'm sorry about that. And a little bit of Lucas. So.
And I won't be doing my makeup.
He won't be doing his makeup. But no. He just said that your skin was shiny. I think you need to learn something. Shiny is in. You look at when we do the clips, you can see yourself in Ashley's forehead. This is, people love it.
Because most people on stage, like, you know, even like people like Peter Kay and that, they will all wear makeup because obviously the lights, and they make you look shiny and awful.
But shiny is good now. Glass, glowy skin. Shiny means healthy, shiny. Honestly, Lucas, you don't want dull skin. You want like, everyone wants like glazed donut skin. So don't moan.
Glazed donut arsehole.
Right. We do need to just quickly, just before we start.
We need to say how people get in touch.
Oh, no, I don't do this bit.
Do you know what? Do you know what? The problem you've got now is I put this together. I am a stickler for the script and we are going to stick to it.
Right. I don't want to do this. How do we get in touch? Okay, there are so many ways to get in touch with us. You can WhatsApp us. You can do a voice note, which we absolutely love. You can email us. You can message us on Patreon if you have Patreon. You can DM us on Insta. Not our favourite because we get loads of them. Hard to sift through. But the best way to work all this out is go onto our Instagram. There's a little link tree. Click it. It'll tell you all the ways to get in touch. And we do want you to get in touch because this entire podcast is based from your experiences, what advice you want, what's going on in the world, anything you want us to talk about. So please do get in touch. If you're on Patreon, then you can actually DM us straight to our DMs and you can talk to everyone else on there as well. Have I done it?
That's great. Yeah. And actually something we were talking about last night.
Yeah.
So obviously the main episodes are released very early Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. The video is released on YouTube at 5 p.m. The bonus is released for Patreon and Apple subscribers Friday. But Tuesday, 5 o'clock, patron members and Apple subscribers get the Wednesday main episode early.
So we didn't realise, this is when I say Lucas does a lot, we didn't even know that actually if you're an Apple subscriber as well, then you do get the episode at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. You get it a little bit earlier because you've paid your money, you know, you get your bonuses. Right, we've got to stick to the script. because Lucas is here and I feel like I'm actually, I feel like the boss is in as well, so I've got to do this properly. Right, first of all, I've just had, I don't go on the phone when we're recording, only if I've like written some notes to look at. And when Lucas just jumped up then to check his laptop, I just picked up my phone. And you know when you phone, you get a voicemail, like a voice, and it writes it for you.
Yeah.
It's from my solicitor.
Oh, here we go.
With the house sale. And all I've read is, hi, Lauren, it's, what's your mum's bottom? I don't think that that's what she said, but my phone thinks that's what it is. So I don't know.
I get voicemails like that all the time.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do about your bottom. Right, so let us begin. Shall we have a little, let's do our normal, what have we been up to? What have we been up to this week? Where are we at and what's going on? So I said to Lucas before we did this episode, I was like, I might cry. So he pulled out some tissues for me. I'm not planning to cry. But I'm like, so the thing is, with Nip Tuck, like, we have a little update at the beginning and we talk about what we've been doing in the week. And the thing with Nip Tuck is we always want it to be uplifting. We want it to be fun for people. We want people to listen to it and get away from their shit. But I really struggle at the same time with wanting to be really real with you all, because we're like a family now, aren't we? We're like a community. And I know that it's not always perfect for everyone. So sometimes we'll be like, how's your week been? I've been like, yeah, stressful, but fine. Because I want to keep that happiness for everyone. But at the same time, I do think we've got to be a bit honest and real about like actual life, because I know you lot listening have got actual life as well, and it's not always absolutely bang on. And I actually saw, I've had quite a stressful week, and a girl that I follow had said, she'd done like a video saying, I've had the hardest day as a parent today. I've cried. And actually, as soon as I saw that, I felt so much better, and I thought, ah, same.
They're,
and it made
us.
Me feel better. They're among us, and it made me feel better. So I always toy between being really honest, because sometimes it's great and I'm in a great mood and sometimes I'm not. This week, I am really struggling at the minute. And I say this all the time, I'm like a broken record, but I really am this week struggling with the balance of being everything to everyone. And I'm sorry, Lucas, you are a man, but I do think as women, we are often everything to everyone. We're like the pin of things in a normal, straight relationship where you've got your husband, your wife. The wife tends to be the pin.
In a man's world.
It's a man's world. And as much as your husband might be great and they're still a man, and I still think that a lot of things fall back on the woman. So this week I have had some problems with childcare. I don't have a lot anyway, but it's kind of not been great. So I've had Tommy constantly day in, day out. We're moving house. I've had to do the majority of that because James works on site. He can't be on his phone. He can't be making calls, whereas I'm at home. So I have been kind of juggling all that. And there's just, I just sometimes get to the point where I'm like, how much more can I do? How can I do this? And the thing is, our job is bloody fantastic. You know, I am well aware of how great our job is, but you also have to show up all day, every day.
I think this is what a lot of people really forget about podcasting is, you know, a lot of my friends have jobs. They go home, they finish, and they have holidays. You know, as I've said to you before, like last year I went to Barcelona, I went to Turkey.
Yeah.
And I was in the hotel lobby at 3 a.m. editing episodes with really shit Wi-Fi.
And stressful.
And it really affects everything. And, you know, it's just non-stop podcasting.
It's non-stop.
It's non-stop.
It really is. And then like this morning, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I had a meltdown this morning. I was absolutely crying my eyes out. And I was just like, my mental load is that high that something's got to give, but I don't know where to take it from. But then we show up on camera. I did my hair and makeup because this is going to be on socials that everyone's going to see.
I could be fucked.
Lucas shaved. And we're on camera. And we have to be funny and chatty. And I love it so much. But sometimes it can be quite hard. And then certainly doing the influencing job as well. Again, bloody amazing job. But you do have to show up all the time. You don't clock off at 5 o'clock. You're like, right, I've got to do this. And I wore this outfit today. Must post this outfit. Must. And you have to be really present to be an influencer. Because you've got to be there all the time. You go to a nice meal, get your camera out.
Yeah, see, this is the thing about...
You're never like, off.
You know, on the one hand, I see like some of the benefits that
you
girls
God,
have.
Oh, God, it's fantastic.
But
I would
me,
never.
That is the idea of utter utter hell. And my thing has always been that I do podcasts, but I am the silent partner.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from, I think, you know, when we did that, we had that big ad on that building.
Yeah,
and we got a picture together. Yeah. And when we did the event in London, other than that, you don't see me.
No.
And I love it.
And you love it.
And here I am.
For us, and now you see him. For us, we're on it all the time. This isn't me like, poor me. I'm just being honest that you're always on call. You go on holiday and you're like, picture, picture, must get the picture, must get the video, must tell people where I am. Many benefits from it, but it's not a job that you clock off from.
No.
And one of the things that I'm struggling with, and girls with kids might be able to resonate with this and help a little bit, is I am in a position now where I have this And it's an issue, to be honest, that I am constantly panicking about being present for my kids. It's getting to like, it's becoming almost an anxiety where I'm, oh my God, I'm going to cry already. Where I'm so aware, when I speak to older people, they say to you, enjoy this time with your kids while they're young because you only have it once. And then before you know it, they're teenagers, they're living their own life. You can't protect them anymore. While they are babies, people look back at the fondest times of having their children being young. My mum said it to me, James's parents say it to me. When I meet older people, they always say, I know it's hard, but you will miss this. So I have this constant fear of this is going to go soon. They're getting older. I must be present. But at the same time, because I'm trying to make a good life for them and work hard, where do you take it from? Where do you... So I could get a nanny. I could get a nanny and I'm not against that. And I could get some help. But then I have this thing in the back of my head that's like, but then I'm not present with my kids enough. But then I'm not earning enough money to give them a good life. And I think most women will get this kind of constant guilt that you have around your children.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously I'm not a parent, so I can't give parental advice on that. I would say, I mean, I don't know how you shouldn't feel guilty, because I see you and we talk and I see your socials and like your life is... It's a bit like we were talking about the YouTube channel and what would you do? And you were saying about, should you involve your kids and that? But that is your entire life. This small little window that you come here is basically the only time you don't have a kid in your arm.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't feel guilty. But I would also say, look at the relationship you have with your mum. I mean, you're saying, yes, okay, the younger years are more important. But you still have a great relationship with your mum.
It doesn't stop, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't stop. I mean, you know, I have a great relationship with my parents. I love them very much. But they live 4.5 hours away in Ipswich. Or Shitswich, whichever you prefer.
Shitswich.
And I'm terrible because I'm so overwhelmed by work. My brother, he speaks to my parents every day.
Yeah.
And they see each other every week. I can go some weeks where I won't speak to them on the phone at all. And I don't message my mum and dad enough. And so I now
You've got the guilt.
The guilt has reversed. Yeah. And your kids will do the same.
Yeah. So it's like a swap, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, and this guilt, it's so hard. And you try and not have it, but it's just all consuming for me at the minute. And Tommy's nearly one. And I'm like, he's my last child, which makes me emotional as well, because being a mum's my favourite thing. As hard as it is. And I'm like, he's already won. The year's gone. He's going to be a toddler soon. Then he's going to start school. And I've been on my phone trying to work while I'm looking after him. And I have this constant thing. And at the minute, I actually think it's an issue. It's giving me like anxiety where, should I get help? Probably. But then I'll beat myself up about that help because I'm not present enough.
And
then
it's another cost.
It's another cost. Yeah, of course. And then you have to work even harder. So yeah, listen, mums, I'm sure, we'll get this. So that's the kind of mode I'm in at the minute, where I'm trying to think, right, this is my life. I need some more time because I am through the roof. My nervous system is up the wall because I'm timed constantly. So I think, right, where can I pull it from? I do less work. Yeah, but then we've got less money, more money stresses. That's the worst thing in the world, having money stress. It's the worst thing in the world. Okay, I take some time from the kids to get help. But then I'm not with my kids and then I feel guilty. And I love being with them. So it's like, anyone who's got any advice on how to fucking juggle kids and work and all the rest of it, please throw it at me.
Yeah.
Shit. So that's where we're at the minute. And the funny thing is, I've written some life lessons that I said I'd like fly through. And I feel like I don't know whether I should be giving life lessons right now.
No, but I think like, you know, through all these challenges, you still learn lessons.
Yeah.
But then I also think the advice thing is hilarious because, you know, I'll often give my friends advice, but I can't take it. You know,
same.
And they're often like, oh, Lucas, you're, like, you're, you know, I had never thought of it like that. Yeah. Like, I went to my friend James's for dinner last night, and he was like, I hadn't thought about it like that. But then when it's my problems, I am a melt. I'm an absolute tuna melt.
Yeah. You are. And the funny thing is, we both do it to each other.
Oh, yeah.
We are terrible together because we talk about work, like balance, where we're at, who's got what jobs are on. And Lucas is like, I'm snowed under. I'm like, I'm snowed under. And then we'll both go, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'll add that to my list. And I'm like, Lucas, you must slow down and stop doing it. And then he's like, yeah, you do that then. And we're terrible, aren't we? Like,
yeah, I've just moved into a new apartment. Like,
oh, my God, your bog broke.
Yeah, so that was very annoying, flooding. I'm not going into it. That ruined my weekend. I was meant to go to Bongo's on Saturday, the matinee show. Didn't do that.
You know when you go to Bongo's? So yes. Sometimes you work Bongo's, right?
Luby Linda.
So is that what you are, Luby Linda?
Luby right. Linda.
Just for the guys, we will. When
Would
Ashley,
you like to see a picture?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I was looking at the wall, mate. I'm not, my head's not in it.
Would you like to see a video?
Are you going to do a video as well? Right, so we are going to, when Ashley is off on maternity, we're going to be doing more of this. Sorry. Maybe tune out and unsubscribe now. But we will go into a little bit more detail about Lucas because you guys want to know more. So we are going to save that. But while we're on the topic, tell us a bit about Bongo's because I've seen you fucking ferreting around on stage in a dress, kicking your legs. And you do it for work sometimes, right?
Well, so the story was, so I used to produce, I love Bongo's Bingo so much.
Yeah,
like,
same.
You have no idea. The first day I went to it, I was like, what is this beast? What is this mythical creature?
Yeah.
And I got an absolute stonk on for them.
Yeah.
And then I left the company that I used to
yeah,
work
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah, which
where
is why
I met you guys.
Parted, yeah.
And I was like, Bongo should be doing a podcast. And I met their guy, Damo, who's like their PR guy. And I was a few drinks down. And yeah. I just went up to him and was like, you guys are fucking idiots for not doing a podcast.
You're missing a trick.
And we did it. But then as we were doing it, I think they had a weekend where they were quite low on dancers. And they went to me and Alex, who was working with me at the time, like, why don't you guys do it? And I was like, I can't dance for shit.
Yeah. But it's not dancing. It's, sorry, sorry,
it
sorry, I don't want
to. Should see some of
it's
the
It's like
dancers.
Aerobics is what I mean.
There's a guy called Mike. You should again.
There's Mike.
There's some stuff. He does mainly the Manchester shows and he is fucking good.
Because
Splits, you name it.
You've got to get the crowd going.
Yeah. So I did it and I cannot tell you the nerves. And, I was Luby Linda and I was I was 14 kilos heavier then. And if 69 comes out, I don't know if you know, 69, you're down to your kegs. You're down to your pants. And,
really?
It was like a lava lamp. So, but
well
I did
done
it.
Well for doing it.
And I fucking loved it. So I only do it when they're desperate. I'm sure they, vice versa. I'm sure it's vice versa. But I absolutely loved it.
What did you love? Like the crowd, the buzz?
So again, with like this, you can hear me, but nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
So I've never done Manchester, but I do other cities where nobody knows who I am. I've got a wig on, I've got a dress on, stockings, and nobody knows who you are. So one, I can act like an absolute buffoon. And that is literally what you're doing. Yeah. But you've got to win the crowd over.
Yeah.
And, I'll have like 65-year-old women go, like giving me the look.
And you've got to give it back.
And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm wearing a dress with my udders out. And a wig on, and I've still got it. I've still fucking got it.
And so it gives you that kind of...
Yeah. And you burn about 3,000 calories. You do drink about 2.5.
Oh, my God, I bet you do.
It is, yeah.
I love Bongo's. I've been once, and I went for... What did I go for? Was it my head? My memory's terrible. And I had a fucking ball because I love the music as well. The music is very me.
Like, so I love Johnny, the main guy, because, He has a love of Disney as well, and I love Disney.
You've just given me the biggest ick ever. Sorry, I just like you love Disney.
Like me,
you're making me feel uncomfortable. You love Disney.
Right, one, fuck you. Two, I love movie soundtracks. That's like my thing. I've just bought tickets to see Hans Zimmer. I know it's very different to
Hans
Disney.
Zimmer, I love.
So I'm going to see that this year. I'm actually going to see Matt Rife on Friday as well.
Don't know who that is, but I know Hans Zimmer is like that.
There's me and Matt Rife.
Who
the American comedian, the one that's fucking stunning. Oh, babe.
Really good.
Woo! And he's very funny.
Right.
Go and see him. Last year I actually went to a wedding in LA and he was one of the groomsmen. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's the picture of me and Matt Rife.
So back to Disney.
No, just, you know.
You're a Disney girl?
No. Like, I haven't been to Disneyland Paris or Disneyland in America since I was a very small kid. I'm not.
Is that when you worked out you were gay?
Fuck you. It's the center, like, it's my childhood. But also I love, you know, like Prince Ali, you know. Hey, hey the... No, what is it? Hey, make way to the vault. Hey, you let us through. It's a bright new star, old country, the first on the block to meet his eye.
Wow. Have you ever considered being in a musical?
No. And I fucking hate musicals.
But you like Disney songs?
No, I just, it reminds me of my childhood. And okay, that, you know, fair. But also, it's fun with the songs. Anyway, and then you've got like, you know, then you've got like the Manchester shows.
Right.
And, you know, the host is, he's so good with music.
And he plays Disney music?
No, he doesn't. But look, it's for everyone. Anyway.
Anyway, so, we love bongos and
so yeah,
Lucas loves Disney. Would you watch a Disney film? Would you sit in your apartment watching a Disney film?
Rarely, but sometimes. What the fuck? You absolute ogre.
Guys, tell us if you're a Disney girl.
Do you know what? I've just heard the whole conversation and I've given myself the ick. But at the same time,
this is
you.
The thing with podcasts. What you're going to understand now, Lucas, right? You're going to understand when you say to us, can I put that as a clip? You're going to get why we're like, it's okay for pod, maybe not for socials.
What you forget is I edit this.
And you can take, so Disney's going to do it. So guys, don't even bother about Disney because he's about to cut it out.
Basically, I'm all about like...
Cork and pints.
Yeah. I basically just watch, you know, Sky Sports all fucking day. You know
that's going to edit straight into it and I'm going to be like, oh.
Took me to Ladbrokes on Monday. You know what?
Oh my God. Right, so I have been whinging before, so I do apologise. I'm kind of over it now. This is the thing that I do. I get myself all worked up and then I get over it really quickly. So I'm actually fine and I'm not going to cry anymore. I'm over it. What have I done? What I've done this week. So I went to the Gilpin Hotel. So it was my birthday. Oh, yeah, it was my birthday. It was my birthday last...
Thursday.
So we went to the Gilpin Hotel, which is in the Lake District. Gorgeous, gorgeous. So we went there. We stayed in a spa lodge, I think it was called. It had a hot tub, it had a steam room, it had a sauna. Yes, we did shag as soon as we got there. I know what you're thinking. We had a really quickie.
Well, I was thinking, was it in the old hot tub again?
No, we didn't do it in the hot tub.
Boring.
I know, but we did it.
pH levels and all that.
Yeah, you know, the vagina. We did it really quickly in the bathroom. Anyway, then we went for a spa treatment and it was really nice to just have a little break. And it's one of those places that when you get there, it's not near anything else. It's near nothing. So you feel really calm. The food was gorgeous. I don't know about anyone else, but whenever I go to like a hotel overnight and people are like, oh, the restaurant's gorgeous. Then they get all dressed up. They do the hair and makeup. That to me is not a break. I want to sit in my dressing gown. So I actually said to them, I know we're meant to come to the restaurant. Can we have it in the room? And they were like, absolutely. Got my dressing gown on, didn't have to do my makeup, sat and ate my food. And then I slept through the night without Tommy. So I had a good old sleep and it was just really nice. I would really recommend it. Listen, it's not cheap. Is anywhere in the UK cheap? Wow, you could go abroad. Whenever I look at them, I'm like, I could go abroad for that. But sometimes you don't want to go abroad. You just want a little stay. And there are cheaper rooms. But it was just lovely. I feel like it would have been nice to have gone for 2 days, of course, and just had like a wander around. And there's loads of things you can do there. And it's really, it's a lovely hotel. And the staff were impeccable. Now, when I was reading about it, they've been trained by, I can't remember who, some big, and you could tell, nothing was too much trouble. It was like, do you want me to do that for you? Is that okay? They remembered your name. They came up. They were, and it does make such a big difference when you go to a hotel and the staff are absolutely lovely. But it just felt like it was gone like that. Next minute we're up, right, back to normal. So we had like a little bit of a break. And then my birthday, we went out for dinner, which for seven of us, Tommy doesn't eat, but for seven of us to go out for dinner, you might as well go abroad. Can you imagine the cost on that? Can you imagine?
I would rather not.
Yeah.
Have you, sorry to derail this,
had the snip? We've not had the snip. We've not
fucking
had the snip.
Hell.
So do you know why we've not had the snip?
Here we go.
Because I physically can't do it. So if I physically can't do it and James has to do it, it ain't getting done. Because he will forget to ring up. He'll say he's going to ring up. He might ring up and then he won't book an appointment. So because I can't facilitate it and physically go and chop his penis, it ain't going to happen.
Mm.
And I got asked on a podcast the other day about was having any more.
Why? It's almost like...
After crying that I can't cope with the ones I've got.
Sexual sabotage, that's what it is.
Do you know what? I can't explain it, but I thought that I would have a feeling when I was done. A load of my friends were like, I'm done.
Romeo done.
Done. Finished. And I thought that would happen. I thought I'd be like, I've got my two, we've got James's three, done. It hasn't happened. And I don't know, again, girls, help me, is this normal? Are you ever done? Or does that mean I'm not done? But if I'm not done, there also has to be an element of being realistic.
I just can't wait to see you in your VW Sharon, is it?
James has got a tranny van. I think it's a tranny van. I think it is. Or it's a Vauxhall something. Anyway, it looks like a transit van to me. I don't know what it is. And now and again, we all have to go.
Or a Citroen Picasso.
I don't know what he's got, but it's a white van and three of us can sit across the front, James and two others. And sometimes I sit in it and I think, how did I get here? Do you know what I mean? So no, he hasn't had the snip. Yes, he does need to have the snip.
But you do have a man that wears DeWalt's every day.
And he's going to be working on our house very soon. So I'm going to look out of my kitchen window and be like, oh, God, I wish I could shag the builder. Oh, wait a minute, he's my husband. Oh,
that's going to be a fucking terrific role play.
I think, yeah. So I'll look out and he'll be sticking the bricks on.
Can you come upstairs? Something needs drilling.
Yeah, and he'll be putting his hair back and I'll be like, oh, that's my husband. So I am actually quite looking forward to that.
Sure. I've actually got a few maintenance problems in my flat.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Or do you want to come over? Would you want to come over and help me with a few bits in my house while he's working? Do you know? We're moving on. I can say it now. I haven't said it because Ashley always scares me to death with the evil eye. And I do get it. So I'm always a bit like, we're moving, not moving. We are actually moving on Monday, which is in 4 days. So
at time of recording.
Yeah, so we will have moved by the time this goes out. And we are then going to start a fucking reno.
Did you get your clothes rails?
Oh, so after I ordered these Temu clothes rails, it says they're not coming till mid-May. Well, that's no good to me. So I've spent £150 on fucking shit.
Well, just cancel it.
Can you do that?
Yeah, surely. I mean, I've never ordered anything off Temu.
You're just giving false information. You can't cancel on
Just
Temu.
Quickly. Now, I know you want to talk about Taskers.
Yeah.
But
what?
Very quickly about the spa thing.
Yeah.
And you saying about me being an ick.
Have I just given you the ick?
No. There is something that gives me the ick.
Go on.
And I never wear them for this reason. Men in dressing gowns.
Really?
What a fucking ick.
Do you know what?
Nah.
Get it.
No man should ever, ever.
Even in a spa?
Nah.
What, should they go around just like?
T-shirt, shorts, you know.
Really? Yeah. Do you know? You've got a point.
Adidas sliders, bosh.
Adidas, you could at least go for a Gucci. That is an ick. Do you know what? Now you're saying it, it is a bit fucking weird. And you go to these couple spas and you both mosey round in your dressing gown.
But there's a V2. There's right? A version 2. So one dressing gown anyway. But
In the house, you mean?
No, just anywhere. Ever. Men should never wear dressing gowns.
I'm going to make it. Like, can we make a clip of this, Lucas?
If they're like open, it's a bit better. But imagine done up all snug with the little bow at the front. Fuck off.
Do you feel like it's like they're wrapping themselves up and they're in a little cozy ball?
Imagine
it's like babies when you put them in the dressing gown. Does it give you that kind of like the men in the little dressing gown?
Yeah, like imagine if you're like an escort, like a male escort, and you go to see a man and you go to their hotel and they open the door in their bathrobe. I'd be like, fuck off. Keep
really?
Your money.
But what about, right, when it's swinging and they're like...
Yeah, so if it's open, it's a bit better, but it's still
what
close
about?
To a write-off.
What about spa slippers?
Nah.
No.
Awful.
So they can wear sliders, maybe.
Trainers?
But not spa. You can't wear trainers in a spa?
Well, to get there.
Trainers and a dressing gown? This is worse.
No.
So it would be a slider.
Never, in a hotel, I never, ever take those slippers out of the pack. Ever.
And do you know what's really funny? Not to stereotype, but you're a gay man. Like, and if that's giving you... Where? Who? Am I? if that's giving you the ick, it must be a real, like, men should not do it.
Nope.
Not in the house and not in the spa. No dressing gowns. Girls, have you got any pictures of your fellas in dressing gowns that are going to give us the fucking ick?
Softies. Softies all around.
Softies. Ew. Right. So I forgot to mention last week and the week before and the week before, Taskers. So I did, by the way, you all said I was dead good at presenting. Thanks. Do you know what I want to do? I want to do that Omaze. Have you ever seen it where they go around those really expensive houses? And
$3.5 million.
Yeah. And you go around and then people enter like a competition to do it. I want to do that, but no one's asked me. If you're listening, hello. So I did a Taskers thing, and it wasn't like a paid thing. I just
just imagine you doing an Omaze advert of your fucking Temu fucking hangers. This house is midnight transit, up the drive.
This is stunning. Oh God. Oh,
James with his Rosie Lee in one hand, and you on the parcel shelf.
Oh, don't. But yeah, I want to do Omaze if anyone wants me to do it. So Taskers, I did a competition with them. I've been meaning to tell you for bloody ages. You follow me on Insta, you'll have seen it. But they're giving away £10,000 full-on living room renovation. You should enter, really. You've just moved into an apartment. £10,000. Oh, is it? Full-on renovation. It is going to end soon. So go and have a look. I can't remember what you have to do to enter, but just go and have a look. I'm so shit.
Should we just put a link in the bio?
But yeah, just go and have a look if you want to enter it. I keep thinking, can I choose who wins? But you can't.
Ah.
Can't, can you?
No.
No. So otherwise, I'd get one of you to win. And now if one of them do win, it's going to look like I did it.
Perfectly clear.
I won't be doing it.
Well, you don't have the power. It's them doing it.
It is them. And it's a machine thing that does it for them, yeah. Anyway.
So legally, you have to.
So if a Patreon person wins, it wasn't me.
I have to do it for our comp people. Legally, like if you say you're doing competition.
I think that's fair. We're going into a break. We have talked enough. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, and welcome back to Lauren's life lessons. Lauren, who clearly has her shit together.
We've just spent, what, half an hour going on about how
going
our lives
on about
are
our
so
dilemmas
fucked.
And how sad we are and how overwhelming. And now, who else would you want advice from but the girl that's just nearly cried on a podcast? Me, Lauren. But what I will say is, one thing I do believe I am good at is,
all right, share.
Is certain life advices, because I have fucking done it all. I have made every mistake in the book. So what I thought was, there's just a couple of things we're going to quick fire. I can't do quick fire. I'm not good at that. We're going to go through them, and it's just little tips, Lauren's little bits of advice tips that I thought I'd go through. And it's the kind of advice that I would give to a sister, a friend, a younger girl, whatever. So my first one is this. Girls, a lot of you are in that dating scene. You're looking for the one. If you're slightly, I say older, you know, like you're in your 30s, I think a lot of people, desperation can and panic can set in. And a lot of people, not everyone, wants to settle down. You want the family. You kind of get into an age where you're thinking, Lucas is now crying.
35.
You know, when you're at the age where you're thinking, this needs to happen. Like, because I don't care what anyone says. Yes, it's great being a single gal and we can dress it up and we can enjoy it and we can make the most of it. But I genuinely believe that most people want a partner in life. I might be wrong, but I do think, and I think that's what we're made. I do believe that most of us would love a good partner, a best friend and a life partner. And I do think we're all kind of, a lot of us really are looking for that. But when we get to this age, I believe a bit of panic sets in and you start to almost reduce your non-negotiables, and people do often go for things that out of desperation. So one of the things that I've learned, and I've learned this over 20 years of making big mistakes with men, is I'm a fixer. So I meet people and I think how I can help them and fix them. And I look at their potential. I used to look at their potential. So I'd meet a man and I'd think, he's great and I can help him with this. I can do this. It'd be great if he just did this. What I'm going to tell you now, especially at our age or even late 20s, early 30s, 40s, the man that you have met is who he is. And that's it. If he wanted to make the small life changes that you think you can help him with, I can just spruce the apartment up. I can help him organize this a little bit. If he wanted to do those things, he would have done them by now. He is, I think with men, you can't change them. He is already the version of himself right now. So if you're looking and meeting someone for potential and how they could be, never, ever do that.
Yeah, I'm a serial picker of like fixer-uppers.
Same.
And
do you know what happens?
It does not work.
You get fucked.
Yep. Every time I've been cheated on, they've left, they've got with someone else very quickly, and I am there absolutely in ruins.
I have done it a million times. Lucas is the proof. I am the proof. And what they then do is when they realise that they have milked you for what you were worth, the reason they really quickly move on is because the next fix is around the corner.
So and you've brought them up.
You've helped them. You've given them like, and then they drop you. And you end up suffering more than if you'd never even bothered with them in the first place.
Yeah. I remember one of my boyfriends was in the closet, straight. And, you know, in dating me, he came out to his friends, his family, got this confidence, started getting attention from all these men. And fuck me, he took it.
And then that was it. And then you have given your everything to somebody else, not to yourself, not to improving your own life, but to helping them get to where you think their potential is. And you've destroyed yourself in the meantime. Yeah. So that is a huge piece of advice. It's just reminded me, a little quick one, that it's not always 100%, but what I will say I've noticed, if a man has a bad relationship with his mother, it's not always a good sign. Don't know about in the gay world, but in the straight world. Because if...
I think with the gay world, it's bad relationship with daddy.
With daddy. So if they have a good relationship with the mum, it tends to mean they respect women, they understand women, and they've been brought up in that way. If they dislike their mum, they slag their mum off, they have a big issue with them, in my experience, they don't respect women very much. And yeah, that issue will continue.
Just for the record, I have a great relationship with my dad. It wasn't about me. Just in my experience with the people I've dated.
It's the dad.
It's, yeah, my first ever boyfriend. Dad's not on the scene.
It's not great I'm not saying like, you know, these people have got problems so we avoid them. But honestly, from the men I've met, the ones that have been really quite horrific, like really not good men, not one of them got on with the mother. And I just think that's a little tip. Another tip is
I really want to know this one because... Fucking gimp.
Right, so you know
I can just imagine you as well. Like, your fucking bags for life either side, like, ready, like...
Right, so, you know when you're at Aldi and and you're in a rush and you really want to beat them and they go faster and faster and you're like, nah, I haven't got time to move my trolley to the side and then pack it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pack as you ding. But they always win. They always win. And you become flustered. Here's a tip. If you buy, I can't believe I'm even saying this. And the funny thing
there
is...
There we go, one of those fucking baskets on wheels.
No. And the funny thing is, when I was at Aldi, I thought, what a great tip, I'll tell the pod. If you have bought, let's say, 5 of the same item, this is so, I can't believe I'm even sharing this as a tip, separate them on the trolley, on the Zoomer, because if they've got 5 of them, they honestly, it's a tip.
I know. Oh my God, that's genius.
It's genius, right? So they click it once and they press 5 and then they throw 5 items at you. So I bought, I think 7. See? I bought, I think, 7 pouches for Tommy. Like, he only has the fruit ones because he's fucking allergic to everything. And I bought 7 of them. And what I did, when I put all my stuff on the trolley, I separated them all.
That's genius.
That is
actually genius.
Isn't it?
I was getting so excited to sink my teeth into that one and just give you utter hell.
No. So when they're throwing them at you, they don't go one press and then 7 things. It's broken up. So you've got more time. Saves time, more time, more time to vape.
Yep, smash it.
Thank you. Right, I do have more tips, but I'm going to, I don't have
Yeah, we're going to have to rattle through these.
So I'm going to rattle through this really quickly. Really quick money organisation one. When I put on Patreon, does anyone have any tips? A lot of it was money and finance related. So this is what I recommend to you. And this is not going to work for everyone, but this is what I recommend. Have 3 bank accounts. You have, it's not money laundering. Here have three go. Three
one
bank
in
accounts.
Switzerland, one Listen, in the Cayman.
Hear Sorry. Me out, because you're going to fucking eat your words. Have 3 bank accounts. One is your main account, which is for your fun, your spending, your whatever. Number 2 is a savings account. And number 3 is your bills account, okay? Every single bill comes out of the bills account. And make sure it comes out on about the 3rd of the month, okay? Mm-hmm. Not on one on the 15th, one on the whatever. It all comes out on the 3rd. You then sit down, it's not pleasant, You go through your banking and you work out every single bill that comes out. Your phone insurance, your mortgage, your this, that, the other. You write it down wherever in your notes. It's X amount, okay? I even do it with my food shopping. I give myself a rough idea. The second you get paid into your normal account, the bills money is taken out of that account and it is put into your bills account. Well, you don't need to think about it again because it's all coming out of there and you know you're covered. Then you've got a remainder and you can work out what you can pop into your savings. That means that when you look at your bank account on the 6th of the month, the 10th of the month, what you're seeing is what is yours. Because a lot of people have a bill that comes out on the 1st, one on the 5th, one on the 8th, one on the 20th. And they'll look at the bank and be like, woo, I've got a grand or whatever. I've got 2 grand, I've got 500 quid. And then all of a sudden, the bills come out of it on the 20th or the whatever. And it's just not a good way of managing your money. Have a bills account. Have everything comes out of that bills account at the beginning of the month. The second you get paid, that amount moved over, your account is then yours to actually look at.
That's clever. As self-employed, I don't
bit harder
to that level. What I do though is I put a bit of money every month that will be towards tax at the end of the year into an ISA.
Ah, okay. So you're gaining a little bit of something. Yeah. I do that as well. As soon as I get paid, I take my tax off and I move it, because if you spend that money, it's not yours. So self-employed, that's a really good point. Honestly, manage your finances. Spend an evening where you sit down. Do you know how much your outgoings are every month? Whoever's listening now, do you know what they are? Because I know them to a penny. If you're a couple, you have a bills account. If you share the load, you have a bills account. Both of you, when you get paid, transfer X amount into the bills account. Your money is then your money to do with what you want. You're not going to get a shock when the mortgage comes out or whatever at the end of the month. Right, let's leave it there. I have got loads fucking more of these amazing tips, but I will save them for another time.
Yeah, we were going to talk about the ways that listeners have caught partners cheating, following on from the Renfro scales. We're out of time for that.
Right.
But we will bring it back because there are some belters.
There's some belters. Right, okay, amazing. We'll go through those. Lucas, where are we up to?
We're going to do what we bought this week, and then we're going to have to finish on that.
Right. Okay.
Because we've got a guest.
We've got a guest. Wow, we've got a guest on, guys. Wow, it's going to be a really emotional one. It's a really serious one, and it's one that I have taken really seriously, actually. We have guests on and we just kind of go for it, but it's a big one for me to do. And I think it's really necessary. So you'll know about that pretty soon. What we bought this week? What did we buy this week? Right, I got some Reese mid-waist flared jeans. The Reese, they're a little bit more spenny, but we're thinking Victoria Beckham vibe. So simple. I am going to do, guys, a wardrobe basics for you because you're all desperate for it, but we didn't have time today. So it's high-waisted black jeans and you can just tuck in a little t-shirt, a little vest, gorgeous Victoria Beckham vibes.
I've still never, I love Reese. I've still never actually bought
anything. It's expensive, but I think for the odd piece like that, a black pair of flare jeans, yeah, you're going to wear them loads. And what I would wear it with is a little grey vest top tucked in, and then I would have a checkered shirt around the waist and a boot, and it's fucking sexy.
Girls with like, maybe it's guys as well, but with like you came in the other day with that checkered shirt wrapped around.
Something about it. So imagine it with a heel, a boot, a flare, a little vest top, and that it's fucking sexy.
Got like an American vibe.
I absolutely love that.
American woman.
I got some more underwear from Amazon. I found you just don't know. It's a Skims dupe. I will link and tag it. I get the basic bras. I get the basic knickers. The basic thongs bitch are fucking amazing. I am not a basic bitch. I don't like over-the-top underwear. I think it needs to be simple, easy, and you can wear it every day and match. That's all you need.
The biggest underwear snob. I think I've got black Lacoste on today.
But as a man, you only have to wear undies. We have to wear a bra as well. It starts adding up, mate. And I'm not going to wear a Lacoste bra.
Yeah,
so,
fair enough.
Trust me, I'll put the link on. Fantastic Skims dupes. I got some Skims pajamas, washed them a few times, bobbled, not impressed. Levi baggy dad jeans. In colour, sorry, I'm looking down because I'm reading it, in colour Own It Stone. They are the perfect everyday jean. Love them. And with Levi, you can choose the leg and the waist, which I just find, and Abercrombie, massively helpful if you've got a little waist, but also little legs, or a bigger waist, whatever. I told you that I'd got my lisp is bad today. A Sisters and Seekers grey tracksuit. I told you I'd ordered it. It's now arrived. Fucking great quality, great fit. Highly recommend you get some bits from there. I got the Refi cream blush, and I got it in the colour citrine. A few people asked me the other day what I was wearing. It's quite an orangey tone, but it's really nice, summery, bronzy. The colour rust is stunning as well. Bikini bags from Amazon. You know I'm an organised girly. Lauren Watson, my friend on Insta, posted them. They are these little bags and they're so cute, and you put your bikinis in them. So when you're storing them, each bikini has a bag. When you go on holiday, you're like, blue bikini, white bikini, pop them out. And they're in a little bag that ties, go in your packing. Fucking good. Because bikinis, the strings, gorgeous, gorgeous bit of organisation. The other thing I got, Eden and Earth hair strand test. Right. I'm not going to go on about Tommy. I feel like I've gone on about my fucking life enough. But we know Tommy's struggling. I can't work out what's going on. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I put a thing the other day saying, has anyone got any help with child allergies and where I can get him tested? Loads of you came back and said, there's a company called Eden and Earth, and you send off a hair strand. Don't ask me how. They test it and they give you an idea of what might be wrong mm-hmm. with allergies and stuff. So I've not done it yet, but I've ordered it. It was 60 quid. I have got some tickets that are still pending. I haven't actually pressed the button, so it's not technically what I bought this week, but nearly did. Stranger Things, which Thea's obsessed with, they've got a theatre show in London.
Absolutely go and see
it. It's meant to be fucking great.
Why have you not bought them?
Because I did what I always do and got distracted. Got to the checkout, something else popped up on my WhatsApp and distracted
it.
Don't make me cry. So I'm going to take her and her bestie, our other little boy, James's little boy, they are absolute besties. I'm going to take them two, and I think my mum, to London for the night, sometime in the holidays, and we're going to watch Stranger Things in theatre, and I just think it'll be fucking great. Anyone who's been to see it, let me know. Right, gay boy. Go on, what have you bought this week?
I would say that well, let's see how we go. Get ready for your glow up, girls.
I'm ready for this. What have you bought?
The Waterpik Ultra Professional Water Flosser. So, because I've had my braces done, they've come off, and all my teeth are, yellow and shite.
Right.
I'm currently doing the whitening, but everyone keeps talking to me about water flossers.
I have heard it.
And my mate Jack bought one, and it's great, but it's only got a little reservoir. So when you do it...
I've never done it.
You've got to fill up about three times. Now, this one, I've bought this absolute unit off Amazon.
Right.
Reduced at the moment.
We'll put the link.
And you plug it in.
Yeah.
And it's got a big tank on top. But the whole thing's about this big.
This sounds a lot for a...
You fill the tank, and then it's got, like, the flosser.
So is it
thing.
Like a little glass thing?
Yeah.
The flosser?
There it is. And you take it off, and it's got a little wire... And you do it, but it's got the big tank. It's plugged into the mains. You can control the pressure. And it is, I mean, it was absolute, like, the opening scene of Blade, the film, if you've seen that, lads. There was just blood everywhere first time I did
it. I'm sure that's not okay.
No, because my teeth's not used to it. And it's good. It means that my gums were...
Necessary. You needed to do it.
It needed doing. And I'm doing it, like, at least once a day. And now there's no more blood. And
what do you do? Honestly, I've seen people talking about this flossy thing with
water.
It's
just a water jet.
You just
go around your teeth.
I need one because I think when you've got veneers or composite, you do have to do that. Well done.
I've then got the IKEA Myggbett Myggbett door window sensor. And what this is it's a little...
Such a man thing.
It's a sensor, but there's two benefits. So one... it's pointless, but I put it in my utility room. So when I open the door, the light goes straight on. It just turns on automatically.
How?
Because you've got a smart light and it's like a sensor. When the sensor breaks, it tells the light to go on.
So you buy a light and a sensor?
Yeah.
So for example, if someone had a little cupboard or a little dressing room area, when they open it, the light would come on.
Yep.
So you buy a light, you attach the light, and it is a...
You can buy the bulbs in IKEA as well. They're cheap. But these door sensors, you can buy online for like 40 quid.
Really?
IKEA, £7.
And what else would you use it for?
So I've got one at the front door.
Right.
So one... It will turn whatever lights I tell it to on of certain bulbs. But also, it can send you a notification saying someone's come in.
Right.
So I'm also going to put, because I live with a mate, and you know what gays are like.
Yeah.
I'm going to put one on my bedroom door. Right. One, because it can turn my bedside lights on automatically. But two, let's say I go on holiday. If he goes in my room, I'll be like, what are you doing in my room?
sound like a teenager. You sound like, do you remember Step Brothers? Have you ever watched that film?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is
touch
such,
my drumstick.
You touched my drumstick. That is so.
I'm basically turning, you know, my apartment into D-Wing.
Yeah.
Over, strange ways.
I've just thought of a really good idea, though. Say you were taking a bloke back to shag.
Put it on your flies?
Well, or anything. Yeah, you open it and all of a sudden, like, ding, the lights are on. I like that. I like the sensor idea.
Yeah, see? Joseph and Joseph's stretch folding silicon trivet.
What the fuck is
it's
that?
It's like a small silicon thing, but you pull it out and it's like the zigzag thing and you put pans on it. So when they're hot.
What?
So, you know, you don't want to put hot pans on the surface, right? So you got the silicon thing and it's like this big.
Why do you take it off the hob? Why wouldn't you
Well,
just
it's more like if you're taking things out of the oven and you want to put them on the side. And you, it's only small, but then you pull it out and it's like zigzag.
I was interested in the flosser. That really is fucking boring.
I got the Bodum 3 Bisto electric blade grinder in matte black.
What on earth is this list?
It's a little Bodum coffee thing. So you put fresh beans in it, you blitz it for about 4 seconds, and then you put it in a cafetiere with the hot water, push it down, fresh coffee.
Right.
And last but not least, on Amazon, the kids' camera instant print for my little nephew's birthday.
Oh.
Looks like a dinosaur. It's a camera. You can all print it like a Polaroid, or it's got a little SD card in, so you can put it on the computer, and you can see what pictures they've been taking as they go around the day.
That's lovely.
It's like 25 quid.
Honestly, if someone was doing that in my house, it'd be pictures of me like this, me vaping, and then I'd go on the SD, and I'd be like, oh.
It's like the Secret Life of Cats, you know, you put the cameras on their collars. Just give your kid a camera.
Do you know what? I got Thea one of those, and it was for one of her birthdays, and she went around taking pictures. They printed out, do you know what? It's lovely for Christmas Day, because they go around on Christmas Day taking pictures.
And
very nice.
It's like 25 quid. On Amazon.
Well done for being a good uncle.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right, well done. So that is what we bought this week. And I think...
That's it, we're out of time.
I think I'm so sorry. You must be devastated if you've not fallen asleep. We are...
fuck you!
Me, not you. Me.
Do you know what? Can I just say something very quickly? I'll be honest, sitting there, because I put these scripts together and I like calculate the time. I'm like, how the fuck do we never get through everything? How do we waffle?
Really, I think this is a good activity for you doing
this. I think
this
is a really good activity
because
for
you realise that it's good. We don't want to be scripted. We don't want to be done. And we're not really, but we have to have some reminders. But things just...
We've missed the cheating stories and we've missed two dilemmas.
It just flows, doesn't it?
My bad.
Lucas's fault. Right, guys, we love you so much. I feel like I probably should say something now that Ashley normally says about how to get in touch, but I've done it once, so I don't think I need to do it again.
Yeah.
But if you want to get in touch, just go on Instagram, click the link tree. It's all there. Tell us how you thought this episode went. If you thought it was shit, like, just don't say anything.
No, do.
No,
because I can
don't.
Go back to my cave over there. Do.
Oh, you don't.
You know,
shit,
first
don't.
Time I've ever done it, but, you know, don't
yeah,
worry
so
about it.
Yeah, so be nice. We've done our best, my loves. Ashley will be back soon. We love you. Thank you for listening if you're still here. Goodbye.
Bye.